It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
And hello, on the phone we have Allie Cole. Allie is a physical therapist with CCM Health in Montevideo. Allie, how are you? Thanks for joining us today.
Hi. Yes, I'm so excited to be here and talk about something I'm super passionate about.
Good, good. We always like passionate topics on Wellness Wednesday. Our listeners really enjoy it, and we like to learn about all of the new technology and things that are available to make us feel great. So what are you thinking about?
Well, so I do a specific tool, which is called dry needling. I've been doing it at CCM for over a year, but I've been doing it for about 3 years.
Okay. Okay. And so dry needling, is that like acupuncture, or is this something a little different?
So the only thing that's similar with dry needling to acupuncture is the needle itself. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we have a completely different technique that we are using than acupuncture itself.
Okay. And the purpose is, are you trying to relax sore or injured muscles, or what are we trying to do with the muscle tissue?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a safe treatment we use to help people with sore muscles, pain, or trouble moving. Recently, I've been using it on people who've actually kind of lost some function, whether it's from chemo or just from just kind of a random foot drop they developed, and just kind of helping get function back. But overall, it's just here to increase muscle function, decrease pain, and kind of get those knots out of those muscles that people experience.
Okay, okay. Let's talk a little bit about needles. So as far as the needles that are utilized for this, can you talk a little bit about what they are in terms of size? And are they a little overwhelming, or they're so small, hardly visible? What are they like?
Yeah. So a lot of us are very familiar with needles, like getting our blood drawn or getting shots. And those have a hollow piece where they inject something. Now, dry needling is the insertion of a really tiny needle that isn't hollow in the middle. So you have no injection. That's why it's called dry needling. So the needle itself is very, very thin, super flexible, and it's all the needle doing the work.
Okay. Does it hurt?
Some people can feel kind of a really, really deep ache. But other than that, it's nothing like you experience when you get your blood drawn, that like digging around feeling. Absolutely not. Sometimes when I hit the muscle that has the knot, it can just feel like a deep ache. But in the end, it's only about less than 15 minutes, and a lot of people get a relief from there.
Okay, okay. So not too painful. And it is different than, say, a blood draw or maybe the type of needle sensation that a lot of us are used to.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And you talked a little bit about this before, but people who get dry needling, this is often, you know, if they have some sort of health condition where they've got tight, sore muscles, or just maybe some recurring pain that they haven't been able to treat. Where on the body is dry needling often done? Is it, back, legs? Where do you typically treat?
Really, really good question. I can treat a lot of the body. Like, for example, today I have done a foot.
Okay.
Because they just had some pain in their foot. And then I'm going to do the quad, so the knee today. I've done the abdominals, and some women, I do C-section scars too to get that sensation back. So I did a C-section scar. And then some women who experience incontinence, I did a couple of abdominal muscles today. And then I've done the jaw, shoulder. Yeah, anybody, if you have headaches, knee pain, foot pain, hip pain, back pain, it's a really cool tool that we have at CCM that can be utilized for a lot of different things.
Yeah. And so ultimately what the goal is when you're dry needling is to calm the muscle. Am I understanding that right?
Yep. So when we do needling, we'll do some testing and retesting. And sometimes people, let's say the shoulder, for example, if you're lifting it up and overhead, people can have these really tight pecs or really tight delts or whatever it may be. And inserting the needle kind of helps reset and restart that inflammatory process. It brings blood and oxygen to the area. And then after we're done with that, we should see an increase in range of motion right away, knowing that we're in the correct area. And then even a day after, we should experience even lesser pain.
Okay. So physical therapists do dry needling, is that correct? Or are there other health professionals at CCM Health? Who's, who's in charge of dry needling and who do we reach out to?
Yeah, so dry needling is mostly done by physical therapists. And currently we have them in the rehab department. I know CCM does have a doctor of osteopathic medicine who does wet needling. So if you were more interested in lidocaine injections and stuff, but physical therapist with no injection at rehab at CCM.
Great, great. And, you know, it certainly sounds like you're very well-versed and you have a great deal of experience doing it. So a silly question perhaps, but is it safe?
Absolutely. It's very, very safe. We insert it in just to the muscle bellies. We are trained in, like, we spend our whole schooling learning the anatomy and very vital structures in the bones. So we just keep it to the muscle belly, and we're trained in to try to avoid, we're trained to hit exactly where we're supposed to be doing. So
okay.
Yeah, it's pretty safe.
And before even that, of course, you always clean the skin.
Yep. So it's we use with sterile needles and clean the skin using gloves and all that just to make sure that it is nice and clean.
And so once you take the plunge and do this, how long does it take to feel better?
Definitely depends on the condition. If it's more chronic conditions, it can take about like 3 or 4 sessions. If it's more of acute, a lot of people get quite a bit of relief after even one session. So it just definitely depends. And based on the evaluation that we perform, we'll kind of determine and we'll talk through those options once we kind of see what we're dealing with, because there's definitely different conditions that require different needling.
Mm-hmm. So with the patients that you've treated, have they felt an immediate difference? Have they, sometimes I'm sure it's different just depending on the situation and the person, but some of your folks have felt immediate relief, and then others, depending on the condition, maybe they go for a few sessions and then start to feel the relief. So it just varies from person to person.
Yeah, and some people do have some soreness, but usually it relieves after a day. But yeah, depending on what it may be, people do get relief right away. Like today when I was needling the foot, she got up and walked and didn't have that much relief. So then I needled again and I got the exact area and she felt that relief.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So it's a little, maybe if, it's really lucky, you might feel immediate relief. And then maybe in other cases, it'll take a time or two.
Yeah. And then if you have muscle imbalances too, like sometimes it might just take, like sometimes that area that's hurting isn't necessarily the exact cause, which is why an evaluation from a physical therapist is necessary. And it doesn't technically need to be by the dry needler. You can get evaled by one of our therapists, and if they find that needling would be necessary, then they would just refer them to me, and we can spend a session needling, and then you just, in conjunction with our usual plan of care.
Okay, great. So in terms of pricing then, can you tell me a little bit about what a dry needling session might cost if people are looking at their budgets and trying to figure out how they might work this in conjunction with their other treatments?
Absolutely. Once you get a referral to come to CCM into the rehab, it usually costs anywhere between $40 to $60. And you can use your HSA card for this. Or you can call your insurance with the receipt to see if they will cover it themselves. But at CCM, it's a cash-based service that $40 or $60 is paid right away.
Great. Well, this is very interesting, and it certainly sounds like it's certainly helped some people that are, that have had pain. This is a great way to try and tackle that and try to get some relief.
Yeah, it's a really great tool that we have in our box, more with plenty of other things that we do here, but it's definitely one of the really, really interesting and research-based ones that we have.
Great. Well, Allie, thanks so much for your time today. So people can reach out to CCM Health to find you there for more information?
Absolutely. You can even talk to your doctor to see if it's also a right procedure for you as well.
All right. Well, we appreciate the information. Thanks for spending the time with us. And hopefully some people will call to try and treat their sore muscles.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Allie Cole with CCM Health talking today about dry needling on Wellness Wednesday.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.